From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. As the U.S. and the international community condemn Myanmar's crackdown against pro-democracy demonstrators, details of what happened there today are still not entirely clear. The military regime acknowledges it opened fire on protesters, killing one. By other accounts, as many as eight were killed. Security forces also reportedly arrested and beat Buddhist monks who've been leading the protests. The junta had held back for 8 days while street demonstrations grew larger. Yesterday, the military deployed troops and banned assemblies of more than five people. In spite of that, the demonstrations resumed this morning and were met with bloodshed. In a few minutes, we'll hear a bit about the modern history of Myanmar, or Burma, as it was once called. First to NPR's Michael Sullivan in Bangkok. He was in the city of Yangon yesterday and saw the huge crowds at the Buddhist holy sites. And he's been following the crackdown today.
We had the confrontation outside Shwedagon Pagoda, where basically the military tried to stop the monks and their supporters from going from the pagoda down to Sule Pagoda in the middle of the city. But there are many other ways for people to get to the center of the city, and that's what we saw happen later this afternoon. I mean, thousands of people made their way down to Sule Pagoda, and that's where security forces opened fire, and we really don't know what happened after that.
We should explain, Michael, that the government of Myanmar is very restrictive on allowing access to journalists, and that's partly why it's been so hard to get solid information about just what's going on these last couple of days.
It's very difficult. I mean, it's a very closed society. The media there is very tightly controlled. The print media only prints what the government wants, and it's all government-owned anyway. Same thing is true for the broadcast media. And foreign journalists are, for the most part, barred from entering Myanmar, officially at any rate. And so it's very hard to get information out of the place. I was there for 5 days. The government, on and off during that time, blocked the internet. And they also blocked the phones when they want to, too. They can turn it on and off. They can keep information from getting out of the country pretty well. What they can't do very well is keep information from getting into the country.
Are there any external forces within Myanmar that could try to mediate some resolution to this? We hear talk about UN action, the United States is toughening sanctions, but is there anyone in country who could be trying to broker some sort of peaceful arrangement here?
Well, maybe a month ago, that force might have been the monks, yes? Now the monks are the ones who are leading these demonstrations. So really, who would the mediating force be now? I don't see one.
Michael, you just spent about 5 days in Myanmar watching some of these protests. It sounds like it must have just been an amazing thing to see these huge numbers of people out in the streets in a country that has been so repressive.
Yes. And when I got there, I mean, it was like I had the feeling I was going back in time in terms of the whole gulag feel of the place. I mean, nobody would talk to you in public in front of another person for fear of somebody from the security forces listening in. But every day, you know, these protests would get a little bigger, a little stronger, and a few more people would actually venture out into the streets to either look and clap as the monks walked by or to actually go out and start demonstrating, following the monks as they went. And each day, you know, people got a little more excited and there were a lot more people in the streets. But the sense of excitement, the sense that, you know, our time might be here after almost 20 years of just, you know, being under the boot of the military. That sense was real, but so was the sense that this could go south in a hurry, just like it did in 1988 when the military brutally put down the last big political demonstrations against them and killed upwards of 3,000 people.
NPR's Michael Sullivan speaking with us from Bangkok. Michael, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.